Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with the host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process is there. Well, we walk by faith and not by sight to the call that God has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, your process. You're going to be encouraged in the Word of God, knowing that God is for you and He's more than the whole world against you, but also knowing that God has a plan and a purpose that He's committed to for your life, that He's going to allow to be manifested. And it's going to be through the things you go through, the things you experience. But out of it, God is going to build an overcoming testimony. You're going to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're going to become more like Him. You're going to mature. You're going to develop. You're going to grow stronger. And that is what God wants, so that we are able to bear much fruit. This process of there is that there process that Abraham went through. God took him to a there place, and He said, go there, and you'll know when you get there where I'm sending you. So God is causing us to be on a there journey where we're always pursuing Him and His divine will and His pleasure. And as we do, He causes us to triumph. He causes us to win. He causes us to be shaped more and more like Him. And that is what He desires. When God chooses an individual, when He chooses a family, a nation, a tribe for His glory, He gets the glory out of it. He has the final word, and no one can take down, nullify, or stop His word, because it is established forever. We are looking in the book of Proverbs once again, getting and grabbing all the wisdom and the nuggets that we can get on wisdom. We've been in this book for a while, and we're going to continue to grab what we can, because this has helped shaping us. The book of Proverbs was meant to be wisdom, wisdom that God gave to Solomon, which is His wisdom that He downloaded into Solomon. But the book teaches us how to act skillfully in every situation. And we all know there have been situations in our life where we did not have the wisdom that was necessary and we didn't pass the test. So God wants us to be able to act skillfully in every situation, regardless if it's on our job, corporate situation, if it's in our family, our home, our marriage, our children, in the church or community, if it's conflict, whatever it is. God wants us to be able to apply the wisdom of who He is in those situations, so that we handle it the right way and we come out with the right fruit. So we're going to be in this book for a while until the Lord will say, that's it. So we need to grab every nugget that we can about wisdom, apply it, live it every single day, ask for God's wisdom, ask for Him to give us more wisdom, show us, teach us, instruct us in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, so that we'll be able to pass the tests that come to try us. We were talking last week before the weekend about a winning attitude and character and the things that God hates that He speaks against, that Proverbs speaks against. So we're going to go back and we're going to go over that again, because we understand that the heart is the place of the inner self. It's where we think, we feel, we just make decisions. It's the central part of us. The heart is that place where our personality is, where all of our emotions are experienced, where we experience love and hate, joy, sorrow, peace, bitterness, fear, courage. We experience heartbreak. All of these things are experienced, all these emotions and more. Passion are in our heart. These things are in our heart. And it's the thinking process for us. It's that thinking place for us where the heart carries out what we feel, what we think, okay? So the heart is very, very valuable, because it is linked to our understanding, our imagination, our memory, us being wise, or us speaking or about certain things passionately. So our heart and our character are all connected. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, you know. Man, we love God. When we receive Him, we love God with all of our heart. That's what we're told to do, with all of our whole heart, all of our heart, mind, strength, soul. We're supposed to love God, and we do love God. And when we believe in Jesus Christ and we experience and receive Him, then we now experience God, and we experience the presence of God, of Christ in our heart through the Holy Spirit. So our heart is what we're supposed to guard, because out of it flow the issues of life. Now, there's several things that God hates. The book of Proverbs talks about these things that God hates. Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19 talks about this. God hates a haughty spirit, which is a proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that run quickly to evil, false witnesses that lie on one another, and a person who sows discord. So we're going to look at this today, and we're going to go over these things. Haughty spirit, Proverbs 16 and 18 said, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. So we understand that these two are sisters and brothers, pride and a haughty spirit. They're connected. They're connected together. They're tied together, okay? God hates a haughty spirit because it speaks of pride, and it's an attitude of being superior. Now, we're supposed to take the pride in ourselves, but it's not supposed to be puffed up. It's not supposed to be superior. It's not supposed to look down on others. It's not supposed to pick up yourself higher or more than what you are. It's not supposed to be that in a negative form or a negative way, because God himself goes against this attitude. 2 Peter 5:5 lets us understand that. 2 Peter 5:5 lets us understand that. Lucifer himself was puffed up and prideful. So the characters of that type of pride is associated with him, because Lucifer himself says in Isaiah chapter 14, he says, I will set my kingdom, I will establish my kingdom above God. So the pride and the haughtiness of him felt like he was superior and greater than God, that he was the one that was running everything, doing everything, and he had all power, and that he could stop God and he can shut down God's kingdom. That haughty and prideful spirit in that aspect is connected to the enemy. And this is what God hates. So God hates this. And we are not supposed to walk around with this attitude or this behavior or this conduct. So we're not supposed to have a haughty and prideful spirit. And those things we're supposed to pray and make sure, God, make sure I'm humble. Let me be really humble, not a false humility, but real sincere humility. And let me not walk around in pride, because pride will cause a fall and destruction in my life. The next thing the Lord hates is a lying tongue. This is what he hates. And the enemy is father of all lies. So it's connected to the devil. It's connected to him. In Matthew 5:37, Jesus said, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. So we know that anything beyond is simply yes or no, or I don't know, or anything else beyond that is something that is going in the field in the direction of the enemy. And God doesn't want that. He's the God of truth. He's the God of light. There's no lying in God, no gall found in him. He cannot lie. He is a God that is all truth. So therefore, he wants us to walk in truth in our attitude and our actions, our deed, and what we say, what we think. He wants it to be truth. The next thing is hatred. Hatred is connected. Anytime there's hatred seen in the Bible, talked about in the Bible, it's always connected to murder, because whoever hates his brother, they always commit or shed innocent blood or go against them. We see the first murder in the Bible with Cain and Abel. His brother hated him because his sacrifice was better. So it's always connected to that. Well, you don't necessarily have to kill them with a gun or a knife. You can kill them with your words. You can kill them with your actions and your deed. You can kill them in that form, destroy them in that form. And that's a murder too, because you're going against them. You are touching them in a way that says that you desire them to be non-existent anymore, non-existent anymore. So we have to walk in a way that we make sure that we don't allow hatred, unforgiveness, resentment, bitterness to brew and stew in our heart, because even though it's a hidden sin of the heart, God sees it. 1 John 3:15 says, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know not that no murderer has eternal life in him. Let me say that again. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is 1 John 3:15. So hatred is connected to murder in the eyes of God, because you're saying, this person, I don't wish to live. I don't wish their life to be of any value. I don't wish their life to become of anything. So you are basically saying within yourself, I don't want them to live. I don't want them to have any good thing. I don't want them to have any favor, any blessing, any grace, any mercy. And so that is equal to, in the eyes of God, as a murderer. So we have to make sure that we keep ourselves pure. 1 John 4:7-8 says, beloved, love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not know not God, for God is love. So we, as believers, we have to have love in our heart, real love, not love that is conditional or partial. The love of God is the love of God. And if it's genuine love, then you're going to love. The next one is plotting evil. That's the thing that God hates. And Proverbs 4:16 says, for they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. This is talking about people who plot evil. These are people who think continuously. They think of plans of wickedness, of injustice, on how they can make someone else fall, how they can make someone else stumble, how they can make someone else be like them. And they want to bring them down and destroy them. They want to put them in a level place of impurity, like where they are, and they're not satisfied until they make that happen, until they do that. So we need to, that's something else that God hates. The next thing is evil feet. Proverbs 6:18 says, feet that run quickly to rush into evil. This right here is something where they basically are lurking about, waiting for an opportunity to sin. They're waiting for an opportunity to sin. They're waiting for an opportunity to do something evil, to do something that's full of mischief, full of ungodly things. And people love to get other people involved. They can't sleep until they do this. They can't sleep until they hurt someone else. They do something to someone else. They cause injury. They cause harm. And this is what God hates. Okay. The next thing that God hates is false witnesses. False witnesses. These are people who are quick to believe and want to believe a lie or tell a lie. They want to believe them. They're quick to do it. They love to hear gossip. They don't want to hear both sides of the story. They just want to hear their side, and they believe it, whether it's true or not. And you cannot convince them of anything else. They love to do that. They're often people that like to do a lot of complaining and shouting and spouting off and doing a lot of things like that. But they're false witnesses. They agree with false information. They agree with things that they shouldn't do, and they just love it. They cling to that. The next one is someone who sows discord. This is what God hates, someone who sows discord. And this is someone who basically likes to not have peace. You're constantly being a peace breaker. You're constantly stirring up stuff, saying stuff, doing stuff. And the Lord doesn't like that. God is a God of unity. So he really doesn't want us to do that. The next one is sin of the mind. The sins of the minds. And these are specific sins of the mind where we have to learn how to not allow our mind and our heart to agree to something and speak it or do it. We have to make sure we start making sure that the right attitudes and the right things are being seen in our life. And I don't have time to get into it today. We will get into it tomorrow, and we'll talk about the things of the sins of the minds, the things that come to our mind that flow in our heart. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of the day where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Have a wonderful day. Know that as you walk in the wisdom of God, you're going to change someone else's life and change the direction of your life. And the glory of the King is going to be seen in you like never before. Be blessed and have an awesome day.